on this episode of Podigious.
Maybe they're trying to bait the ship.
I mean, when aren't they?
It's very possible, like, their conflict lasts, like, one scene in this movie.
I would like it to last zero!
I need your password! You can use mine to get on the internet!
Podigious! Podigious.
Welcome to Podigious episode 010, Digimon Trizer Roll.
Try Chapter 2, Ketsui, PB2.
Recorded February 13th, 2016.
Podigious is your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. You know, critically nostalgic has no meaning for me anymore. Like, they don't look like real words anymore.
It also doesn't really have much meaning for new content that we're getting.
Yeah, well, no, it makes sense for Try. Maybe not so much for Cyber Sleuth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Ash Softman, and I'm joined by Ashley McDonald.
Hello. Ken is still the Kaiser. Get out of my face.
Jeff Ruberg.
Ikaze Gomemon!
Wow. That was something.
Also, I realized I kind of did it in a Gomemon voice, not a Joe voice. That didn't really make much sense.
Not a Joe. Yeah, that's not a Joe voice.
I also don't know. I don't think I pronounced Ikaze right. Anyway.
Why not? And Andrew Softman.
Huh. We'll see. I'll do the arresting and stuff. The rest is up to you.
I'm guessing that's from Cyber Sleuth.
This is a Try episode. What is a Cyber Sleuth reference?
So, what if I have another one?
Is it like the new thing to just have a quote prepared now? Like,
I mean, I thought of mine in like a couple seconds. And like, I was like, wait, what can I say? What can I say? I don't remember anything about this PV. What did they say?
Mine wasn't a quote. Mine was a statement of that's anger.
True. That's true.
Also, I just realized that Joe doesn't say Ikaze, he says Ike, so I didn't even get it right.
For shame.
Way to try.
One thing I wanted to mention, probably should mention earlier in this intro, but this episode is going to be talking about the Try Chapter 2 PV2 and just the PV2. We're not going to talk about the first 6-minute preview. And before we dive into the PV, I just wanted to talk about one tiny bit of follow-up for our last episode about the 2001 Digibowl. And as you may remember, the Digibowl was a Fox Kids, I don't even know how to describe it. Anyway, promotional thing between episodes.
Extravaganza,
yes. And the two teams, season one was the Crimson Quakes, and season two was the Yellow Mash. And in our comments, Nan mentioned, also, I'm sorry to drag the comments down to this level, but not sorry enough to not say it. Crimson Quakes sounds like a euphemism for menstrual cramps. It just does. And I think that's brilliant. And that's definitely the euphemism I'll use from now on.
Right. So what, my menstrual cramps?
Yeah. Ashley, you're having crimson quakes right now. Is that why you...
I mean, like... I think I woke up with some.
okay, and on that note, let's dive into the PV.
Amazing.
So what were... it's hard, we can't...
How you transition from that?
Well, no, I'm just thinking because, like, Ash hasn't seen it, so we can't really all talk about general impressions. And I wonder if we even want to, because I don't want to, like...
Well, maybe you should have told me to watch it instead of not doing that.
Whatever, we can do it after.
I wasn't sure what we were doing.
Mm. We have no idea.
I think we should just watch it then.
We should just watch it.
I will do the thing where I pause to discuss. I have highlights that I wrote down, so I'll pause for those, and then if I skipped over things, we can talk about things I skipped over.
Sure.
But without further ado, the Try Chapter 2 PV2.
Sounds so absurd to say.
This piano music is... So I just noted this as we see more frames of Ogremon and Primary Village. It's basically just the same scene we saw before, but with more shots.
I just realized this is a instrumental version of Butterfly.
Yeah.
Are those spikes on his left arm, like, broken?
It is asymmetrical. Like, there's more spikes on his right arm, on his right shoulder, than on his left.
Isn't that how it's supposed to be?
Has it always been like that?
Possibly.
Yes.
I mean, they sometimes change designs. Yeah, it's been like that.
It looks like it.
Oh, okay.
He's such a troubled past.
No, as long as he's not getting hurt, it's fine.
No, but I really like this piano remix. I don't think it was in the first movie at all. And it might just be in the PVs, might not be in the movie, but it's nice. 結果はご覧の通りです。ミミさんには自己中心的なところがあります。 So Koshiro's being dramatic and just being dramatic to Mimi, it seems.
Mimi, slap him in the face.
So we're watching this without subtitles, and maybe by the time this is out, there might be a subtitle version. But for now, we're kind of going without actual context of what the words mean. But it's just the feeling. But it's definitely implying some kind of dramatic moment between the two of them, which is weird.
Is it not the same thing from the first one where he was like, you're too selfish?
Oh, you're right. I think it is that one. Was it in the first PV? I totally forgot about it.
I think it was.
Though as a line, like a voiceover, not with their faces.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it is that.
Himeka-san wa dou omoimasu?
Nani ga?
Oh, look at Goemon giggling into a pillow.
Great. Stop pausing every 2 seconds, man.
There's a lot of stuff.
Ash is not going to get anything out of it this way.
Yeah, seriously.
Maybe I should have just said to watch it beforehand.
Yeah, well, I asked.
Karera wa shiyawase na no ka, fukou na no ka. Matasetta ne.
So that's what I was imitating, Ash.
Huh.
I guess you didn't. That was unclear without context.
I mean, I figured, but.
But the one thing I also wanted to note is how much I'm going to rewind and play it back. You're not going to see the video if you're watching the podcast, but I mean, listening to the podcast. But Joe's voice, you're like, what is on screen while Joe's talking?
Komamon. Ike.
I mean, I told you Joe is evil.
Yes, Ashley's been... So, okay, to answer the question for listeners who aren't seeing, it's what's on screen for like 90% of Joe's talking there is the Digimon Emperor / Kaiser / Trizer. And that... And then it switches to Goemon's face, zoomed in a ton. And I haven't really seen anyone talk about that. And I mean, it could just be weird editing, but it seems to be very suggestive, even though visually it doesn't seem like the Trizer looks much like Ken at all. Or sorry, much like Joe at all.
I was about to say, do I have to hurt you?
Like Ken? He looks a lot like Ken. Yeah, I guess Joe's hair is short at this point, right?
Yeah.
Cut it short again?
Yeah.
It's still worth thinking about. I'd be down with evil Joe. Like, yeah.
Yeah, evil Joe, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm also excited for what that can even mean as a, like, arc for this movie. If it's, like, clearly we're going to get, like, Vikemon and stuff. So, like, we just assume it's, like, oh, it's going to be Joe's highlight, his moment to shine, his, like, being the best he can be. But what if that is tied into that, is doing something bad, or I don't know.
I don't know. I still think the way it's setting it up is less Joe is going to be evil and more Joe has to overcome his, like...
indecisiveness.
Yeah, to fight the Digimon Emperor.
Right.
Like, that's still how it's coming off to me, but, dude, I'd be down.
Because, I mean, he's focusing on entrance exams right now, again.
Yeah, and he should, quite frankly.
Yeah, I guess they could have had the Trizer in that shot to show what he's fighting against,
mm-hmm.
just as much as if that is him. Okay, so I'm going to continue. Any thoughts about Vikemon's sequence there?
It reminds me of the Holy Ring.
It was pretty cool. I mean, I can't see super well. It's a little laggy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty laggy.
A little bit.
Hmm.
No, but the rings remind me of the Holy Ring, but it's not the Holy Ring.
But I mean, the ring, like, moving over the Digimon was what they did for all the champion evolutions before.
Yeah.
Because, like, scanning them, or, like, they would go from data to full form. It's nice that he's actually going to get a sequence, unlike Omegamon.
I'm cool with it. I appreciate it.
Also, we're paused on the shot of Mimi in a kimono doing a call me.
Isn't she in a yukata?
Sorry, yeah. What's the difference? What's the difference between the two?
Well, they're at a resort, so it's usually a yukata.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes...
Yukata are lighter.
What's the one that the Danganronpa 2 character has?
Which one?
The one, like, that is part of her, like, plot.
That's a kimono.
That's a kimono, okay.
Mm-hmm.
The one who, like, can't do anything because it needs to be tied by some second person and...
Yeah. That's a kimono.
Okay.
But they do, a lot of them wear yukata in one, like, unlockable scene, if you're curious about that.
Mimi's butt. There's a lot to be made about who is grabbing Mako there. I don't think it's particularly ominous. I think it's a friendly hug.
I think it's Mimi.
Yeah. I mean, they just showed Mimi's butt beforehand.
But, like, whose leg is this? Why does it have, like, the Digimon?
That's the Digimon Kaiser.
So now I've paused on the frame of what looks like Digimon Kaiser's leg with his, I don't know what you call it, his ankle?
Ankle John.
It's like a those things you get when you, what's it called, when you can't leave your house because of...
A shackle?
No, not
a shackle.
An ankle monitor?
For house arrest things.
Yeah.
Yeah, an ankle monitor.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Ankle brace.
It does not look like an ankle brace.
But yeah, it looks like not only is it the Kaiser's foot, but also it seems to be like falling on a bed of flowers in what does not seem natural for walking. So I've seen people speculate that it's him like appearing in the real world then and falling into the bed of flowers, which seems plausible from what we've seen so far, but we've seen so little that I don't know.
I feel like he's evil enough that he'd just be like, screw flowers, stepping
on
you.
Yeah, he could just be stopping.
Right, but he's not just stopping. It's like he's like floating down, kind of.
Maybe.
He's obviously not Black War Greymon.
Right, yeah, it reminds me of Black War Greymon.
Thinking of that.
But Black War Greymon was the best.
Black War Greymon's flower was much smaller.
Maybe Black War Greymon comes back as the Kaiser.
That'd be cool.
Oh, man. I'd be down.
I still think it's the darkness.
The darkness?
Ooh, the darkness itself taking form, like borrowing the form of the old Digimon Kaiser. That's cool. I like that.
Or the dark spore, or the darkness and the dark spore.
I think it's cool, but I also think that, I don't know, I also like having some characterization to, instead of having just a villain who is just evilness, you know, having some characterization to that and some redemption, possible redemption.
Well, I like, if it is just a pure evil, I like it taking the form of the Digimon Kaiser because of what it'll mean for the kids.
Yeah. And also, I mean, not sure if they'll spoil this, but what it means for the, we've only seen the younger kids really interact with the Kaiser, mostly the younger kids interact with the Kaiser in Zero Two, but like, if we see more ruminations on the adventure kids and the Kaiser, because I mean, the Kaiser, they don't really talk much about how, like, he got his start, you know, in the world left behind by the adventure kids. You know, like, it's in some ways kind of their fault. Like, not directly, but, like, in a way that should at least be explored. And you're like, I think it would be interesting to see the older kids wonder if it's their fault in some way, even if it isn't. But
it's totally not their fault at all. But
no.
Sure. If they question all the destruction they've caused, I guess, since that was brought up before.
Okay, next thing. I don't know what's going on here with Meikumon and these lights.
They're festival lights.
So like the school festival?
Summer. It's a festival, yeah.
I'm confused. I think there were notes indicating that there is going to be a school festival in this. But this looks like a like summer festival, not a school festival.
It is summer, isn't it? Oh, no. It was...
I think it was June in the last movie.
Okay, so it could be a summer festival at school.
I don't think they do that.
I think school's going at that point.
Well,
no?
Yeah, I think the school festivals have a specific... I think, I forget what I read, but that they're generally in like November or September. So that there's it's probably going to be like a time skip between the events. But this could be like, you know, in the time they show like a montage of what happens during the summer, and this could be one of the things that happens during the summer or something like that. The scene of Maki look smiling and then being surprised. It's just a brief glimpse, but I hope we get more characterization.
Jeff, why are we pausing on these things?
Yeah, why was that necessary to stop for?
I wanted to talk about it.
She somehow related to Masaru. That's all we need to happen.
Do you think here, Meiko, I think she looks kind of shy talking to Takaru. That could just be normal shyness.
Yeah, isn't she normally shy?
Do you think they're shipping them?
At first I thought that was Matt.
No, that's definitely Takaru, but...
He's not, he doesn't have a hat. I don't know what to do.
We're going to wait. Yamato has a hat in this. I'm going to get to that soon.
Oh, no. We're never going to be able to tell them apart. No, I think that's probably her normal shyness.
Yeah, like, I think so too, but...
She is at least, you know, she actually managed to have the strength of mind or whatever to talk to a person, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's normal talking, but that maybe they're trying to bait the ship.
I mean, when aren't they?
Yeah, what?
Good point. Okay, what is up with this? I assume it's just like, while they're eating, like they see food or something, and Meikumon is just like, oh my god, food, but...
It's pretty...
It's a strange thing to put in the PV, I think.
I don't know. It's whatever. I don't think it's worth commenting on.
Okay, so now the most dramatic moment, which, Ash, I hope you're ready for it.
Okay.
Did you feel it? Did you feel the Kabedon?
I already saw this.
Oh.
You put the GIF on the thing!
I didn't think you would see it.
On the thing, on the
job. Of course I see it. It puts a thing in the Slack.
Are you guys really sure it's a Kabedon?
Like the name for it, or what's actually happening there?
No, what? Yeah.
He's not cornered.
Yeah, he doesn't put the second hand.
I don't think there's the second hand.
And it looks like they're at a wall, not a like just a regular wall, not a corner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, it has to be a corner?
Yeah, well, you have to corner them.
What?
not corner them, but be like around them.
According to this Let's Speak English comic, that's not the case.
Oh, wait, that's true.
Because this drawing that she shows of two young girls, they're just like, one of them just kind of casually putting their arm next to the person. I assume it's also just like when you're hanging out with someone and you're like being cool by like putting your arm next to them.
I think there's a definite like connotation.
Like you have to be like in their face or something.
Which Yamato totally is here. He's like, I'm in your face.
He's very in his face. But I'm not getting romantic vibes off of that.
It's pretty angry, but you know.
It's also, I mean, it's very possible like their conflict lasts like one scene in this movie. And...
I would like it to last zero.
Zero scenes
in this movie, but
zero seconds.
We can't always get what we want. I'm so tired of Matt and Ty fighting.
So yeah, Yamato has a hat and goggles.
That's not a hat.
It's not a hat. It's a helmet.
Oh, a hat is not a helmet. Or a helmet's not a hat,
no,
really.
No, it's not.
No. He's wearing it for a practical purpose. TK just wears helmets because he's like, whatever. It's a fashion statement.
You got helmet and hat confused. See, they're the same thing.
No.
It's Jeff.
He's also wearing goggles. He's trying to be like Tai Chi.
No.
He's riding a motorcycle or something.
Is he old enough to ride a motorcycle?
Maybe it's like a moped.
Oh, maybe it's like a scooter.
Yeah. Mm.
Is he old enough to have a scooter?
I don't know. I assume it's like maybe 16.
I don't think there is.
Because you need to be 20 to have a driver's license in Japan, pretty sure.
Yeah, but that's not the...
Actually, the girl in a race is in high school and has a scooter, like for pizza delivery.
Ari.
Irie, yeah. Okay, so Joe and Mimi are clearly going to have moments.
Good.
they seem too dramatic to be. They seem too dramatic to be happy, though.
I don't care. I want that. I want them to have a serious discussion.
Go on, smiling. Oh, I missed it. I wanted to pause on the Imperial Jamon fighter mode.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, so that's going to be in it, apparently.
Yeah, this is more and more pointing to Ken being the Digimon Emperor. Just
or
saying.
Something like him.
Oh, maybe all the O2 kids are evil. Dun, dun, dun.
But I mean, what if... I mean, it is a different color scheme than we've seen in Imperial Jamon fighter mode, right? But what if Joe is the evil one with Vikemon being evil and Imperial Jamon fighter mode is fighting against him? It's possible. I don't think it's likely. I don't think it's likely at all. I'm just saying, like... Also, since we see Lilimon in the next frame, so I don't think Mimi could be corrupted.
Wait, we see what?
Mimi is incorruptible.
Lilimon is in the next shot.
Does she take pictures of flowers and save them to your phone?
It's a reference most people aren't going to get. I don't think even Ashley's going to get it.
I did not get it.
I don't.
It's there's a Psycho-S in Cyber Sleuth where there is a Lilimon inside. There's a person's phone. He's like, oh, there are these weird pictures of flowers on my phone. I don't know where they're coming from. And you go inside his phone. And there's a Lilimon just being like, I'm taking selfies.
That's so cute.
Have I gotten there yet?
No, you haven't gotten there yet. And then Lilimon's, I guess I have to stop taking selfies. Fine. It's really bizarre. But anyway, I want to point out that one thing in the background of this scene with Imperial Jamon is that there are like these weird little like concentric circles with digi eggs in the middle of them.
Oh, is that what those were?
I wonder if I can get a better shot. Yeah, it is weird. There are a bunch of them in the background.
Well, that's interesting. I wonder what that means because we saw Primary Village getting destroyed-ish earlier, right?
Yeah, so maybe this is like an alternative approach to raising Digimon or something? Raising digi eggs?
Maybe this is where the dead eggs went.
Or maybe, I can't remember how they, like, I can't remember in Adventure how they depicted where the eggs came from. Like, it seemed like they just, you know, plopped out of nowhere into Primary Village, right?
Yeah. They, like, come off of plants.
Oh, really? They're plants?
Weren't they? And then you rub one and it becomes a cradle. Right?
I think so. But maybe this is where the eggs, like, are formed into eggs.
Yeah. That would be cool.
But also I'm a little wary that, like, I guess it was one of the earlier PVs, but, like, the place where we saw Omegamon and Offmon fighting was not in the first movie, and I'm wondering if that's a future location, or maybe that was just a stand-in for Odaiba.
Real background.
It was a stand-in.
Right, so, like, this could also be a stand-in, possibly, but it seems too late. Like, I mean, they showed the movie to an audience already.
No,
so.
Well, it's just one of, like, that was definitely one of those things where it's like, we're doing something, but this is a preview of... a fight that will happen, but it might be completely different.
Mm. But I would find it really weird if they actually like animated shots of the fight that they weren't intending to reuse. Like, it seemed like there would be a ton of effort for the PV to like animate elaborate fight scene stuff that wasn't already going
to
be used.
Well, they just have to do a few frames. Well, I mean, a few seconds.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's minimal compared to the rest of it. Yeah, so Lilymon's here. It's nice that we're actually going to get to see. I guess that was, you know, that has to happen. But I kind of forgot what she looked like because I've just seen so much Rosemon stuff recently. And I was like, oh, Lilymon, you're here. Cool.
Sometimes I mix her up with Lilymon.
Yeah. Don't they look like extremely similar?
They're both pink flower pixie things.
Yeah. That's basically it.
Why is there still a minute left in this thing, though?
It's the same thing as the last
movie. It goes to the 2K Pokemon.
But this voice, it's voice now.
Isn't only part of it voice?
I guess it was maybe not at all voice before, and now there's part voice.
Like, you saw TK talking, but now you see TK talking with sound.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you still see Patamon talking without sound.
Yeah, Patamon doesn't talk.
Patamon! Like, it's not helpful.
It's just saying Patamon. Maybe Patamon lost his voice to Ursula, and because he went to become a real boy.
That's...
And mixing up movies?
You're mixing up fairy tales.
Technically, no. I mean, Ariel wants to be a girl.
Right. Yeah. It's saying a real boy makes you, yeah, does not make you think of that.
Yeah.
So, okay. So the one thing I noted that I wanted to point out, I think you can also see my Chrome window except for Andrew. So there's this, so apparently in Adventure episode 39, while they're about to fight Venomiosmon, or what's Venomiosmon's Japanese name?
Venomiosmon?
Yeah, isn't it something different?
Venom Vomdemon?
Is it still Venom though?
I think so. Yeah, it's Venom Vomdemon.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so there's this scene, which I'll play. You'll be able to hear the audio. So, in case you can't understand Japanese and can't see the subtitles, it's Gomon being like, come on, Joe, say go, Gomon. And then Joe's like, okay, go, Gomon. And it's not the exact same construction that he's using in the PV, but it's very similar.
That's so cute. I love them so much.
It is pretty cute.
Okay.
So, that's the PV.
I liked it.
I'm in a place between, like, being really excited by the PV, but also just being like, okay, when's the movie coming out? Like,
next month.
Well, that's yeah. The point of a PV.
In a few weeks.
Well, I guess it's, like, it's so soon. I'm just like, I could just, like, close my eyes and go to sleep for a little bit, and then PV will be out. Or not, I mean, the movie will be out.
Well, not quite.
If this wasn't February, this would be out in exactly a month, because February is shorter.
Mm.
Right. So it's less than a month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Slightly.
Oh, wait. Is it a leap year? It's a leap year, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, interesting.
There is an extra day.
An extra day of waiting for Try.
Yeah.
Just for Try. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there isn't really too much from the first PV, there was a whole bunch of new ideas introduced that we were like, oh my God, these new ideas are swirling around us. And like, what do we even do? And this one isn't really like that. This one's just like some more hints into those same things.
I don't know. I feel like character relations that they showed are what are exciting me about the next thing.
Yeah.
Except for Matt and Ty. I'm like so sick of that.
Yeah, I mean, those are exciting. But I mean, I think the stuff in the first PV excited me on a level of like, there are these totally new players on the board. And, like, I don't even know how they're going to react. Like, this whole story is like totally up in the air for me. Whereas this is like, okay, now I'm looking forward to certain scenes. And yeah, it's a lower level of excitement. But
for you.
For me, yeah. Ashley, I don't think you've shared many thoughts.
It's whatever.
I guess your excitement is a little bit tempered by having watched the first 6 minutes, which are not that exciting on their own.
I mean, at this point, I'm like, nothing is really going to get me that excited except just watching the movie.
Well, yeah, one of the reasons I didn't want to watch the first 6 minutes is because it'll actually lower my excitement for when I watch the movie itself. So,
I mean, I feel like it still feels like episodes rather than movies, but at a weird movie pace.
From the first 6 minutes.
It's an OVA pace.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I feel like the movie pace, I feel like from the first movie, at least, it felt like it felt like TV pace, movie length, if that makes any sense. Like it was going as slow as an episode would, but.
So an OVA.
Because
that's pretty much what an OVA is.
Yeah. I don't want to get into this argument again, but it's like, right, but like there's a certain kind of pace you expect from a longer thing that has a natural, I don't know, I guess I haven't watched too many OAVs to complain, but what feels so weird about it is that it's like going slow, but also is long enough that slowness feels a little unwieldy, which even if a movie is not released in theaters and is straight to DVD or straight to whatever original video, I would not expect that. So that's the only part I found weird about the first movie in that regard.
I mean, I guess I'm also a little sick of the construction of like, thing that you don't understand what's happening in the very beginning and then immediately go back to like day-to-day boring crap.
Like, yeah, I guess from what I've heard, there's something that it starts off with that is very exciting and very out of left field or something, and then it goes into slow slice of life stuff.
Right. And like, it was particularly frustrating in the first movie because they don't like really go back to it. So it's like, if they don't go back to this, like...
Well, they should.
And we're not trying to dive into spoilers about that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm purposely being vague. I have not mentioned what any of it is.
We're being vague. So, Andrew, what are your thoughts about the PV and excitement levels in general?
Well, I'm trying not to get myself as hyped as I was for the first one, because I was kind of disappointed with some things that they released before, and I don't want a repeat of that. But I'm already enjoying it more than episode one.
From the 6 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
God, I'm not.
Well, I really don't think we can judge 6 minutes on their own. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't think there's anything that was as big as the O2 kids in that scene.
Sure. But I would kind of find it normal for there not to be something huge in the first 6 minutes. So.
Yeah, but it just they didn't bring up that thing ever again, except briefly.
Yeah, I mean, they'll definitely bring it up by the end of the series. But and now we're going to close off the episode, like we do in every episode. And by every episode, I mean starting now, and only if it actually works. But we're going to close off the episode with a quote from the wise and prescient Willow and Jaden Smith from their fabulous New York Times interview. So this is in response to a question about whether Jaden feels like life is moving really quickly. And Jaden's quote is, "I mean, time for me, I can make it go slow or fast, however I please. And that's how I know it doesn't exist." On that note, let us know what you thought about this episode in our comments at podigist.com/010. Or check out podigist.com/010 to get detailed notes with links and images of all the characters, links, and media we referenced.
Podigist is made possible with the support from our awesome Patreon, including Amanda Angelman, Andre LeDucman, David Grauman, Eric Angemon, Joe Keto, Jack Santa Aguman, Pai Lunarmon, Sam Kriwagamon, and Sophie Padamon.
If you want to become a Patreon and support the show, you can join Patreon Party, our private Slack group chat, for $1 a month. You can get monthly stickers for $5 a month, and you can get early episodes for $10 a month. We also have a lot more rewards and goals, so check out patreon.com/podigis.
You can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up the Digimons and get funny images and gifts related to the show. You can find me on Tumblr at Phantom Shell Steph. Ash?
You can find me on Tumblr at AshRedashery.
Ashley?
Find me on the Twitters at AshMcD00.
And Jeff?
Definitely Jeff on Twitter.
You can also find links to all our social media accounts at podigis.com.
Our Calamon artwork is by the awesome Mary Cagle. She's Cube Watermelon on Tumblr and Twitter, and you should also check out her webcomics Let's Speak English, Kiwi Blitz, and Sleepless Domain.
Share the podcast with your friends or coworkers who ask you, "Hey, did you hear there's another Digimon movie coming out?" Even though obviously you have, because you host a freaking podcast about the series and have released episodes talking about the upcoming movie, and it's clearly a 6-part series.
Next time on Podigis, we... Normally this is scripted, but we have like 4 episodes in the pipeline right now, so it's kind of confusing. Upcoming, we have our Cyber Sleuth First Impressions episode, our feedback for last episode, Tamers 3.5, and also the next episode, Tamers 3.5. I think Cyber Sleuth is going to be next, but...
So just guess which one's going to come out.
Yeah! Cool. All right, bye.
Bye.
And remember, never stop Digivolving.
my judgment. It's just I don't have anything to say. Like, nothing happens.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main reason. That's not the main reason I didn't watch it, but just, like, I had a revelation of my spoiler policy, and then, like, I don't really care if I find out what happens in that first 6 minutes, but, like, I don't want to go in, you know, being like, oh, yeah, I've already seen these first 6 minutes. Like, there's nothing really for me to get out of these first 6 minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
But at least with this first 6 minutes, it doesn't piss me off as much as the one from the first episode.
That didn't piss you off until context.
It really pisses me off.
So why is this 2 episodes?
Because there are people who want to find out about Tri and don't care about Cybersleuth, and people vice versa.
Okay.
I think it'll be more digestible that way.
I agree. Shorter is always better.
What about lifespan?
Yeah.
What? And random, I mean, I don't know how much this actually matters, but yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Ketsui, not Ketsui, because it's not like one kanji for Sui. It's like Ketsui, but I can't find the pronunciation, so.
Honestly, I couldn't really hear the difference between the two things you said.
Well, I mean, like Sui versus Sui.
There's more emphasis on the U in one of them, that's all.
You know, this is the problem I had with Japanese. They'd be like, no, Ashley, it's like this versus this. And I'd be like, you said the same thing. Don't play with me.
I mean, I actually feel weird because in the last PV episode, I referred to it in this intro as determination. And I realized when writing up the notes for this that I'm pretty sure we don't have an official translation yet. So I realized we should probably err on the side of using the Japanese name because, like, fan communities have a tendency to, like, you know, stick onto one name before there's an official translation. And then when, you know, because there are lots of, there's like, Ketsui can be determination, decision. There's one more. Determination, decision, resolution. So if, like, it comes out in the Crunchyroll and other sources refer to it as resolution, people will be like, no, it's the wrong title. So.
No. Jack, Santa and no.
Santa Angemon would be really.
Santa Angemon. That should be a thing.
If we ever come across a topic that's like a lengthy tangent and we don't want to actually like, we want to like push it, like not actually talk about it in the episode, but like we do kind of want to talk about it later, is to just have that like at the end. But nothing came up that's like, I was thinking if Ashley mentioned like spoiler warnings are stupid, I'd be like, Ashley, no, we're not going to talk about it right now. Let's talk about it later.
Spoiler warnings are the death of everything. You know how people write those articles about trigger warnings being the coddling of the American mind? No, spoiler warnings are dead.
Okay, I didn't mean to actually trigger this debate. But
I don't want
to
have this conversation.
Trigger warnings are totally, it's definitely hypocritical for the consciousness to love spoiler warnings and hate trigger warnings. Yes, that's extremely hypocritical, but it doesn't mean that spoiler warnings are bullshit.
Yes, it does.